FM 90.3 WJTL from the archives. That is the sounds of Agape, way back in 1971, their debut album, and Happy, the name of that track from Agape. And Joe Marco, our special guest, who has just released a book just a couple of months ago called Genesis of a Genre, The Birth of Christian Rock, that focuses primarily on Agape. And Joe, when you were doing research and working on this, did you get any real surprises in the story?
Well, there were a number of, they were surprises because they didn't know about them. But for example, the part about they're playing New Year's Eve in Pasadena, and the next morning for the Rose Parade events that night, and the next morning Billy Graham was the Grand Marshal, and the theme for that year's parade was Through the Eyes of a Child. So, and Billy Graham in his book talks about how he saw these people, some of whom had filtered out from the Agape concert, standing on the sidewalk holding signs up saying, God is love and Jesus is the way. And he had an experience, and he wrote about it in one of his books, and I quote that. Things like that were a surprise to me when I learned that they had shared the stage with everybody from Larry Norman to Dennis Agajanian to Randy Stonehill to all of those people, and Love Song, who came along after them. All of these people came along after them. Larry Norman was writing Christian music, but he didn't have a band. He used musicians to do his music. So they were very arguably the first hard rock Christian band in America in 1968. And by 1969, they were sharing a stage with these other folks.
What was the hard part for you to do this?
If you mean to write the book?
Yes.
Well, to me, the most challenging part was the fact that I determined that as I interviewed the people for the book, I interviewed 24 people, like 36 interviews over the year and a half, and I determined that I was going to treat every one of these people like they were my brothers and sisters in Christ, because until I learned differently, that's what they were. And when you view people that way, it makes demands on you, the way you treat them, the way you treat their memory. And so I wanted to be very careful that some of the sad parts in their story didn't get treated with exploitation, but were viewed as part of their story and what happened to the music and why they disappeared. I didn't want to offend anybody. I wasn't writing as an exploitation piece. I wanted to write something that would bring honor to Christ and the kingdom, not undermine the kingdom, and would tell the story of the music and how the music that God brought to being created an adventure for these kids who were just out of high school. So that was the thing, was taking the middle line to prayerfully handle the information they were giving me. I mean, everybody, they'd all be proud of me if they knew what I left out.
Well, Joe, how do folks find this book?
The book's available. You can get it online pretty much anywhere. It can be ordered through bookstores or libraries. It's distributed through Ingram Spark, one of the largest distributors of books in the world. And so you can find it. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a number of other bookstores online. It's available.
And the name of the book, once again, is Genesis of a Genre, The Birth of Christian Rock by Joe Marco. And it's a fascinating read. It's an easy read, and it's a great read. If you have interest in the history of Christian music at all, you know, I would encourage you to pick that up and read it. There's so much great information in there, and there's some hard parts in there as well. So, you know, the death of their keyboard player, Jim Hess, was kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the most difficult things for me to deal with. Jim Hess, their keyboard player, died of cancer, a torturous form of cancer. And my daughter-in-law is now 4 years away from having two tumors removed from the back of her brain. So it was a personal thing for me. And when I talked to his wife, Sherry, we cried together. It was a very, very sad thing. But that, again, was one of those personally difficult for me because I had some irons in that fire.
And Joe Marco, once again, is our special guest. The book, Genesis of a Genre, and I do have one copy that I'm going to give away when we're done. So stay close by, and we'll give that away. And Joe, it has been such a treat chatting with you. If folks want to get a hold of Joe, can they get a hold of you through the website?
Yeah, homebeforemidnight.com or the allsafefreakband.com, either one. Home Before Midnight is my publishing company and label for the music I'm working on. But they can also get a hold of me through the allsafefreakband.com.
Well, Joe, it has been such a treat. Thank you so much for giving us some time tonight.
Love it, Terry. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
And I'll play one more Agape tune for you here tonight, from that debut album. Here's their song, Blind. And it's from the archives in WJTL.